What's up, guys? Welcome back to Bookworm Corner for Studio 3532. I'm Luke. So, if you're a returning listener, I just want to take this moment to thank you and say I hope you guys keep coming back for each new episode that I'm able to put out for you guys. And if you're new to this podcast, a word of warning, this podcast includes spoilers for each of the books that I review because I do a plot overview and a more in-depth synopsis with each of the major plot points. So, yeah. All right, in the third episode of Bookworm Corner, I'll be discussing Percy Jackson and the Titan's Curse. Let's get into it. So, in this adventure of Percy Jackson and his friends, Percy and Annabeth respond to a distress call from Grover to help save some newly discovered demigods, but in the process of saving them, Annabeth is kidnapped by a monster who was attacking them. Artemis and her huntresses show up, but are too late to help. After hearing who the monster was, Artemis sets out alone to hunt it down and save Annabeth. Then, back at camp, a quest is issued to save both of them, so Percy and his group of friends are sent out on a dangerous quest to save Annabeth and the Greek goddess of the hunt, Artemis, who have both been kidnapped. Get ready for The Titan's Curse. Now, this is your final warning for spoilers before we get into it, so if you care about spoilers or haven't read the book, stop now. Alright, here we go. The Titan's Curse opens with Percy, Annabeth, and Talia going to answer Grover's distress call for help with protecting and bringing in two new demigods. Before the team is able to get Nico and Bianca D'Angelo, the two new demigods, out of the school they're in, they are attacked by the principal, Mr. Thorne, who is actually a monster called a manticore. Percy does his best to save the kids, but Dr. Thorne is too strong and defeats him. While taunting Percy as he is fighting him, Dr. Thorne reveals that he will be taking them back to someone called the General. Before Thorne is able to take them, however, Artemis and her huntresses show up to rescue them. Unfortunately, during the rescue, Annabeth is thrown off the cliff with Dr. Thorne. As he escapes, he kidnaps her, and she must be rescued. After things have settled down and the rest of the group is safe, Bianca decides to leave her brother Nico and join Artemis and her huntresses. After hearing the full story and learning that Dr. Thorne was working for the General, Artemis decides that she needs to go off and hunt him down alone. She then sends her group to join Percy and his friends on their way back to Camp Half-Blood. Back at camp, the Oracle makes a prophecy that the huntresses of Artemis and the camp must send a group of five on a quest to stop the General. Unfortunately, this isn't all a good prophecy. She also foretells that two of the five won't survive the quest. The five decided to be sent are Zoe, which is the lead huntress, Talia, Bianca, Grover, and Phoebe, who is the best tracker of the huntresses. Phoebe turns out to be unable to go on the quest, but Zoe decides to leave right away without waiting for a replacement to be found. Percy is called away to rescue a sea creature that's part cow, part sea serpent, which he names Bessie. On the way back, he notices the group leaving and decides to follow them on his Pegasus Blackjack. Percy follows the group of four now to Washington, D.C., but on his way, he spots Dr. Thorne following them too. He follows Dr. Thorne to a secret meeting with Luke and the General. The General creates an army of disguised skeletons to send after the group by following Talia's scent on a scrap of fabric. Before they're able to lock onto the scent, Percy uses the invisibility cap Annabeth had given him to steal it, but they lock onto his scent, and he narrowly escapes, now marked as their target. Percy then goes to meet up with the group and fill them in. While they're talking, the group is attacked by the Nemean lion, a giant lion with an impenetrable hide. Fortunately, Percy comes up with a plan to defeat it, by having Zoe shoot into its mouth, killing it. It is decided that Percy will be awarded the lion's pelt for being the one who discovered the way to defeat it. When he takes it, it becomes a jacket. No, with Percy, still being followed by the skeletons, the group takes some evasive action and gets away from them. During their escape west, they meet Apollo, who tells them to find the Old Man of the Sea. With Apollo's help, they reach New Mexico, but are attacked again by the skeletons. Percy and the others' attacks only momentarily disable the skeletons before they reform. The group finds out, however, that when Bianca stabs one of them, they die permanently bursting into flames. It's also discovered that the lion pelt Percy now wears is bulletproof after he is shot by one of the skeletons. Pan sends a gift in the form of an Erymanthian boar to take the group on a hasty escape towards San Francisco, and they stopping at the Junkyard of the Gods in Arizona. While at the Junkyard of the Gods, Percy meets with Ares and Aphrodite. Also, Bianca tries to steal a figurine from Nico's favorite game to give to him, which wakens a giant mechanical guardian, Talos. The group soon realizes they have no hope of damaging it, until Percy notices a small panel on the bottom of the foot, which will allow access inside the automaton so that someone can shut it down. Bianca volunteers, saying it's her fault that it's attacking in the first place. She makes her insides and successfully shuts it down, but as it crashes, it falls into a power line, electrocuting the automaton and presumably Bianca, but they are unable to find her body. Grover, thinking out loud, states that this fulfills the prophecy line about the first of the two deaths that happened on this quest. They find a truck in the junkyard that they're able to get running and drive off, eventually reaching the Hoover Dam. Here, Percy gets separated from the group when he hears Bessie and goes off to find her. He's attacked by the remaining skeletons, which are still hunting him. During his escape, he ends up in an elevator alone with a tour guide, who is revealed to be Athena. She cryptically tells them that there is a way out for those who can find it. After getting out of the elevator, he runs into a girl named Rachel Elizabeth Dare, a mortal who can see through the mist. She is able to distract the skeletons long enough for Percy to escape and be reunited with his friends. The group escapes to San Francisco, carried by metal angels given to Zeus by Athena after Talia prays to him. In San Francisco, Percy wrestles Nereus, the old man of the sea. He learns from him that Bessie is the monster that the general is looking for, because sacrificing it will give the person who does the power to destroy Olympus. Dr. Thorne shows up and tries to convince Talia to do it and to join him, but Percy is able to shake her out of it. The Iris message Camp Half-Blood and reluctantly ask Mr. D, the director, for help getting away. He helps them, and then with Poseidon's help, they take Bessie back to camp after Percy sacrifices the lion's pelt to him. Now, the group heads to Annabeth's house to ask her father for help, and he lends them a car. They're driving up Mount Othrys, which is where the general has Artemis and Annabeth held captive. They reach the Garden of Hesperides, where Zoe is poisoned by the dragon Ladon, who was guarding it. They continue on to the top, where Atlas used to hold up the sky, but find that he has forced Artemis to hold it now. They see that Luke is there holding Annabeth hostage as well. Percy takes the burden from Artemis, and a fight ensues. During the fight, Atlas kills Zoe, then is forced back onto the sky to hold his burden. During a fight with Talia, Luke falls into a chasm, but it is revealed later that he survives. Artemis turns Zoe into a new constellation for her service to the Huntresses. Then the group goes to Mount Olympus riding Blackjack and his friends. When Percy, Annabeth, and Talia arrive, the gods have already begun meeting to discuss the growing Titan threat. Talia decides to join the Huntresses to replace Zoe, as this will stop her from aging and reaching 16, which will exempt her from the Great Prophecy. It is decided that Bessie will live on Mount Olympus to be kept safe. After celebrating this victory with the gods, the group returns home to Camp Half-Blood, where Percy has to tell Nico about Bianca's death. While Percy is telling him this, the skeletons show up again, and Nico causes them to be swallowed by the ground. Percy realizes that this means Nico and Bianca are the children of Hades, which means that Nico is a new possibility for the Great Prophecy. Grover arrives shortly after this, claiming that he has heard the voice of the missing god of nature, Pan, calling him and saying, "I await you." Alright, now for the review. This book was pretty fun to read, as it sure had a lot of excitement and new characters and twists. The continuity, as always, with Riordan was great, and the stakes were raised just a little bit more to build the intrigue. The twists we see in the Path of the Great Prophecy are pretty interesting too, such as Talia removing herself from the possibility of it being about her, leaving only Percy who it can be about, and then, shortly after that, Nico is revealed to be son of Hades, one of the big three, meaning that once again there are two possibilities for the Great Prophecy. The growing support for the Titans War, that is coming against the gods is an excellent device used to escalate the story. Also, the addition of the mission to find Pan at the very end is a nice touch to keep us interested in reading the next book, which is the Battle of the Labyrinth. The final tally on the points here. So I give this book a 7.5 out of 10. It had good plot and good risk-reward balance, but it wasn't quite as entertaining for me as compared to Sea of Monsters or The Lightning Thief, and for that reason, I rated a bit lower than either of them. Alright. So, yeah, that's it for the review and the synopsis. Just want to thank you guys again for tuning in. If you liked this episode, make sure to check out the others. This is the third episode in the second season, which this season is about the Percy Jackson series. The first season was about various artists as well as newly released albums, including Young Sinatra 4 by Logic, and then also John Bellion. I would appreciate any feedback you guys have for me about the show, or if you have suggestions for future season's topics, feel free to shoot me a message on the podcast's Instagram, which is Studio3532, and I hope you enjoy. Can't wait to talk to you guys again. Bye.